Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, markets and company news from FNB Wealth and Investments, Stembile Bopela. Good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with the resources group Thungela, saying that it's going to exceed its full-year export saleable production guidance. This is a big coal miner, obviously. This is good news.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me once again. Yeah, I mean, the pre-close statements was well received by the market, as we saw from the share price response on the day. And, you know, it generally does indicate a better second half performance for the group operationally. The first half was quite tough, but, you know, granted, was fully expected. They did face, you know, significantly weaker pricing, in turn underpinned by weaker demand levels, both domestically and offshore, as well as, you know, wider year-on-year discounts to the benchmark coal price. But it does seem that, you know, the tide has somewhat turned more favorable in the second half. I think also seasonality factors supporting their restocking in the fourth quarter specifically. But, you know, management seems more optimistic about its prospects. The confidence in exceeding its full year export saleable production guidance is not just, you know, a positive for the company, given its position, as you mentioned, a leading coal mining company in South Africa, but it is also, you know, for the broader market as well. I mean, we know that the sector fundamentals for coal have been significantly impacted by this sort of net zero ambitions globally, with the world turning away from quote unquote dirty fuels. So I think, you know, the business is still well positioned to take advantage of the sort of long term fundamentals supporting coal demand that is still prevalent globally. And so, yeah, I think, yeah, generally a positive update. Granted, there are still risks and uncertainties, though, that are associated with just the sector in general.
I don't want to spend too much time on this, but just mining into that statement a little bit more from the Chief Financial Officer. This is also a bit of a tick in the box as far as Transnet Freight Rail is concerned, because their performance seems to have improved, and that would have an impact on Thungela.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we did see, you know, some green shoots from Transnet. They did run a maintenance program earlier in July, between July and August this year. And that did yield some significant improvements in terms of the export performance that they've seen compared to previous years. So definitely a positive underpin for Thungela as well.
We always like a good business confidence index story on this program, and the latest numbers from the Bureau for Economic Research say that it's climbed to a three-year high and driven by food, beverages, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals. They saw the highest growth in sales volumes.
I think, yeah, it was definitely good news for the sector in general. I mean, retail sales growth itself has been quite choppy this year. But, you know, the trend has been mostly positive. So it's encouraging to see business confidence also, you know, tracing up as well. And yeah, reaching a three-year high, quite significant, especially, you know, after the challenges that the sector has faced due to sort of the broader macros in recent years have been quite, you know, have dampened, you know, consumer confidence, but also resale sales growth as well. So I think definitely the positive sentiment has likely been driven by, you know, we've seen lower inflation, but also the beginning of the interest rate cutting cycle, and also, you know, improving consumer spending patterns. I think they also, the two-pot system that's been, you know, introduced, likely also adding some of that as well.
If I'm not mistaken, the Q3 quarterly employment numbers are out on Thursday. What's the expectation?
I think just the long and short of that is that, you know, the reduced policy uncertainty, as we've seen coming from the elections at the beginning of the year, and also the improving sort of economic sentiment, business confidence, consumer confidence, as we've seen in the numbers, the growth and job creation are expected to accelerate. I think the magnitude is something that is likely to be either, you know, better or less than expectations. But I think, yeah, the trend is generally going to be positive from here on out.
I just want a quick view on the suspension of operations at our main border crossing with Mozambique. We know that it's a key coal and chrome export hub. This is as a result of protests in Mozambique. Again, this is going to have a knock-on effect, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think it's one of those things where I think renovating an economy is very much like renovating a house. You fix one thing, another breaks. And yeah, I think it's just true for, you know, every economy, even for Mozambique, but also for us locally, a significant blow to supply, especially with the prevailing challenges at the Durban port, given the amount of, you know, import and export traffic that is handled there, and the business that has diverted to Maputo because of those issues at our main port. It's going to, you know, realistically result in larger bottlenecks, backlogs, escalated delays from the main port, which are likely to sustain from here on out.
And just finally, I'm just pulling up the rand on my screen as we come to the end of this conversation. I've got it a little bit weaker, about 0.5% weaker at 17 rand 86. But more broadly, there has been a strengthening, and it's all thanks to China.
So China, you know, given that it's South Africa's biggest trade partner, they announced a shift in the monetary policy to sort of spur growth further. And so it was a positive development for our local units. We've seen the rand remain, you know, undervalued and highly sensitive to global dynamics, especially the US dollar, which has had an especially good run following the US elections. But, you know, I think the rand has demonstrated resilience even in all of that. Yeah, I think definitely there's been reduced domestic political and energy related risks that we've seen have definitely been a positive underpin for the rand.
I'm going to leave it there. We'll have a conversation next week. As always, appreciate your time from FNB Wealth and Investments. Stembili Bopela, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.